May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 574. What a precious, needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing, now, henceforth and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells, and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. 574. Let us now read together from the book of Esther, chapters 4 and 5. The book of Esther, chapter 4 and 5. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai, and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden sceptre, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer: "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now it came to pass on the 3rd day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favour in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden sceptre that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the sceptre. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, My petition and my request is, if I have found favour in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. Then went Haman forth that day, joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said moreover, Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord truly bless the reading of his holy word of truth. Now, may help us and teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, one that dwells in that infinite majesty, such glory, and Lord, such a place of peace and love. Lord, how can sin approach to such holiness? How can a sinner come, born in sin, shapen in iniquity? And Lord, it does affect everything, every day, every night, every moment. Lord, we are so dragged down by it. We are so of the earth and earthy. And Lord, the old enemy, so powerfully, and yet at times so subtly, works. And Lord, he stands at the right hand to resist. But Lord, as we would come confessing our sin, we would come to that one faithful and just to forgive us our sin. But Lord, do help us to confess. Do help us to pour it all out before Thee. Do help us, Lord, to come just as we are and to lay help upon one that is mighty, to be found at the feet of Jesus. And Lord, no desire to depart, no desire to return to our own sad place. But, O Lord, would there remain, and there would no love divine or love excelling, there would no peace come apart and rest a while, pardon, mercy. And Lord, oh, do Thou, in Thy rich mercy then, prove Thine own word true, we would humbly bring it before Thee. Once more, where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst. There am I. And Lord, we would know Thee in the midst this day. We would not be taken up with sense and reason, our thoughts, our ways, our sins, all that so defiles, dishonors, drags down, separates from Thy great and holy name, Thy sacred presence. But Lord, we would worship Thee in the beauty of holiness. We would, Lord, truly know a casting out of the buyers and the sellers. And Lord, we would know that determination to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We would know Thy presence to go with us and give us rest. For Lord, this is Thy day. Lord, Thou didst rest from that work of creation on that seventh day. And we now come, Lord, that first day of the week. We come, Lord, as those gathered after Thou wast ascended to glory. And we come, Lord, as they did, to see no man save Jesus only. Lord, favour us to oft pleading, favour us to oft knowing. And Lord, we would come on this beautiful morning, Lord, and we would know a true thankful heart, many, many mercies, Thy great goodness, Thy rich provision that we know and enjoy, Thy mercies in sparing each of us, once more granting that health and strength sufficient, supplying all our need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There has been that hitherto. There has been that thus far. Oh, we would humbly from the dust then give thanks. Oh, how great is Thy goodness. Thy mercies on You every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. And Lord, when we think of ourselves and Thy faithfulness, how it so fills us with shame. We could, as it were, creep away And oh, find a hiding place. Find a place to weep at thy mercy and thy great goodness in spite of all our sin, our confusion of face, our ever returning as a dog to the vomit, the washed sow to the wallowing again in the mire. Lord, we do pray for this dear church and people. Thy mercies we brought here, each of us once more, to gather round thy holy word of truth, and thou knowest the needs. O Lord, thou knowest the needs. To encourage souls, to encourage praying souls, to encourage seeking souls, that thou dost know. Lord, all things, Lord, are known to thee, open before thee. Lord, the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Not one sparrow falls to the ground and thou knowest it not. We can't comprehend. Lord, such knowledge, too wonderful for us. But Lord, Lord, we would be granted that faith, that blessed gift, to trust, to draw near, to know a closeness, to know a very present help. Lord, we do pray for dear children, dear little ones, dear older ones, those fast growing up in years. Lord, they each need much of thy mercy, much of thy keeping. To keep them, Lord, as the very apple of thine eye. In mercy, lengthen out all those faculties in them. In mercy, Lord, grant dear parents to bring them up rightly. Nurture, admonition of the Lord. All needed help, all needed wisdom, all needed patience, all needed grace. And oh, that dear parents may be favored spiritually. Dear mothers, fathers in Israel, to prove for this child I prayed, to bear them still, to bear them continually before thy throne. Lord, do help us then to bring the dear younger ones, for Lord, truly it is a very evil day and generation. They know things as they grow up so fast in years that we never knew, weren't even named. But Lord, they may come into that daily contact with thee. Oh, we beg that thou keep them as the apple of thine eye. Lord, thou art the same. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do strengthen, Lord, dear children and dear parents. Pray for them that, Lord, thou, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Thou canst keep, Lord. Oh, do it to thy honour, glory, and praise. The very apple of thine eye, then, we plead, we beg. In mercy, do remember, dear younger ones, now, Lord, life's pathway before. Oh, and dear families, truly, may they know, my God shall supply all your need, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May they know the Lord will provide. Lord, they truly will face impossibilities at times, but is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, do in mercy, Lord, favour them to look unto Jesus, to find there, oh, to find there, mercy joined with power, to find in thy time and in thy way, a blessed lifting up. Do bless our dear friends that walk pathway, burden, heat of the day, many things. There may be younger ones, older ones, many burdens, many needs, many hard questions at times. Oh, to grant my grace sufficient for thee, strength made perfect in weakness. Oh, may there be the fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Oh, that thou art with them. Be very near, Lord, be very gracious. We do think of dear afflicted ones and aged ones, and perhaps younger ones, Lord, we pray for the meek. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou would, in mercy, truly, be very near. And Lord, truly, there may be those things that come so suddenly, but oh, we do beg that preparation for all thy will. We do beg, Lord, that thou would, oh, begin, Lord, and carry on thy one work in precious, never dying souls. For in a moment, twink of an eye, we shall be changed. Lord, oh, do truly be very near, be very gracious in this. And Lord, oh, to prove, that each one might prove, and dear praying souls might pray for them as they will come down to walk, each one of us, the valley of the shadow of death, to know, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, thou art with me. Truly none like that. And Lord, what more can we ask? We do plead, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, we think of thy dear servant, Lord, preached here last Lord's Day. Brought low, oh, we do pray that thou would be very near to him, be very gracious to him. Lord, we pray for him, we pray for his, we pray for that dear cause of truth. Pray for those he would have joined with, if it be thy will this day. Oh, Lord, do grant thy peace upon it all. The peace of God that passeth understanding. Lord, what a mercy this is. Draw near then. Oh, do truly strengthen if it be thy holy will. But oh, we pray for each one, Lord, brought low. Oh, that thou would truly bless to know that abundant entrance into the heavenly kingdom. Lord, thou didst, Lord, make it so. Thou didst finish the work for sinners. And Lord, oh, to know at last abundant entrance. Lord, we will beg then thy mercy in our lives, in our pathways, in our loved ones, amongst this dear church and people, oh, amongst our dear cause of truth at home, and thy dear servant we trust among them, Lord, pour in that there may be a pouring out. We pray thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. We do beg, Lord, that thou would undertake also in those unable to get up to thy house. It may be older ones, it may be dear little ones and dear parents with them. Do bless those things attended to, and Lord, draw near on thy day. Make the place of thy feet glorious. As what we pray for, Lord, as we return to thy holy word of truth. Lord, oh, to prove that certainly I will be with thee. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Dip our foot in oil. Make us acceptable to the brethren. Feed the sheep. Feed the lambs. Send none empty away. Lord, oh, we do beg that thou would undertake. Oh, we plead that blessing. Lord, little prayer once more, but oh, it's not little. There is such a power and sweetness in it, dear Lord. Favour to spread it before thee. Undertake, Lord, for me. Lord, we plead then, our dear friend at the desk, yea, each deacon, Lord, each this dear church and people, and Lord, particularly, as we come, if it be thy will, to thy table, to do this in remembrance of thee. O Lord, leave us not to eat and drink unworthily, but may there be those exercised. It is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Lord, lay it upon them. Lord, do this in remembrance of me. Oh, that there may be others also. Lord, them also I must bring. Oh, go out into the highways, hedges, Lord. Go out amongst this dear church and people. Lord, go out amongst those in this locality. Go out, Lord, up and down our little land. Lord, in much mercy, pull down the strongholds of Satan, the power of darkness. Lord, the influence of man, sin, Satan. Open the eyes, Lord. Thou didst come for this, to unstop the deaf ears. Oh, raise up those in our parliament, those in our royal house, those in authority in our land, home and abroad, where they may be found. Have much mercy, O Lord, and prove I will work, and who shall let it, that on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Literally, thy ancient people. Oh, is it not out of every kindred, nation and tongue? And we pray for thy one church. We pray, help, Lord, in prayer, in praise, in the sing of the hymns. And Lord, do take us as a little child and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Help, Lord. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 622. Poor fearful saint, be not dismayed, nor dread the dangers of the night. Thy God will ever be thy aid, and put the hosts of hell to flight. 622.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read. Esther, Book of Esther, chapter 5, and particularly verse 2. I'll also read verse 3. Book of Esther, chapter 5, we'll read verses 2 and 3. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. What a remarkable book is the book of Esther. How remarkably, if we read through this little book in the Bible, and I hope you dear younger ones, dear children, may do so from time to time, yearly. I understand this book of Esther is still read amongst the Jews. They look back. It was some 5 centuries before the coming of the dear Lord and Saviour. All those years, some 2,500 years, they look back, but they still read it, the Jews. Still precious to them, how truly, wonderfully, all things work together for good. And oh, to us in this gospel day, to us as needy sinners, to us as precious never dying souls, all things work together for good to them that love the dear Lord Jesus Christ, the called according to his purpose. Shall I among them stand when thou for thy saints doth call? Remarkably, right from the beginning of the book of Esther, that king, and don't forget the power of those kings in those ancient days. One word, it meant death. As we read in the book of Esther, but that queen we read of, Vashti, I think it was, at the beginning of the book of Esther, there was that she refused. But all things, how remarkably, that young Jewish girl brought into that call, found that favour. How remarkably then, when there was that so dreadfully, such evil decree. And it's been known Across the years of history, there have been those that have tried to destroy the Lord's ancient people. Literally, those Jews, and also those that have been taught the truth as it is in Jesus. But oh, what comfort, what hope, what words there are to plead in this blessed book. How dear Esther brought into the court such a time as this. Mordecai, he was in deep mourning, the Jews in deep mourning. But how? Perhaps the Lord would work through this one, through this means. Who can tell? What encouragement. It's not for us to dictate how the Lord will work. It's not for us to lay out, as it were, the plan. No. The plan is with him. But oh, it's for us to venture. It's for us to venture on his great and holy name. It's for us to pray. It's for us to know mourning, a true weeping. Between, as we read elsewhere, as it were, the porch and the altar. Spots and places we can look back to where we were brought down. The Lord caused the mourning. But oh, as we venture on in the mourning pathway, as we venture on brought low, is there that before? Is there that we are pressing toward the mark of? Is there a little hope? Is there a laying help upon this mighty, mighty Saviour, Jesus? So, venture on. I know not why, particularly this second verse. I opened the Word earlier in the last few days, and oh, it was so blessed. There was a sweet savour of Christ. And you know, brought low, and knowing the darkness of the night seasons. It's a beautiful time of the year in the night sky, where we were last night. You're favoured in these parts to see the clarity. See a good number of stars in the night sky. Oh, the times when you look out, the times when you look up. The moon shines, as it were, in its strength. Why does the moon shine? Because there is that it reflects from that greater light, the sun. There was something reflected in this precious word, you know. Oh, there was something that, oh, revived the soul. Put strength in. Something we can venture on. Something we could plead. A little hope. It's not finished yet. You're not finished yet, sinner. Whatever be the pathway. Whether it concerns your soul, whether it concerns providential pathway, concerns you as a dear church and people, whether it concerns dear families, dear cause of truth, whatever it may be, the mountain, the impossibility, he knows. He knoweth. Note it particularly in prayer, the way that I take when he hath tried me. when I shall come forth as gold. And oh, we've said before, dear precious souls, oh, gold reflects. Oh, gold shines. Gold remains. Gold in the furnace tries, ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. We shrink from it naturally. But oh, there's that that we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Dear Esther, dear soul, to one this morning comes, would come, has to come, then ought always to pray and not to faint. But oh, I go in, so will I go in unto the King, which is not according to the law. Oh, don't want to tarry, as it were, here, but oh, so, as you look at his precious word, is it so high, is it so holy? And oh, is there that you find condemned? Whatever portion, whatever page, as it were, you turn to in the Word of God, it finds you out, sinner. Not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. But she does mention. We have the example. We have a case in the Word of God of a soul that ventures. And she doesn't perish. Blessed be his holy name. Ever given thanks. As it were, you may lay upon your bed. You may go about the business, you may go about the home, you may go about in schooling, college, wherever it may be. And your mind, as it were, you would search the scriptures. Where is the case, my need? One such a pathway. One brought so low, such a sinner. And oh, such a holy, holy, holy God. And oh, there is this here in the book of Esther, there that decreed. That gone out. Why is this, you trembling cry? Thou pursue thy worm to death. But oh, do you see it in the Word of God, the decree? Do you see the law as loud as thunder cries, the soul that sins it dies? Do you see the old enemy in triumph? I'll have this one at last. But no. No, oh, venture on his great and holy name, been very precious to me of late. Oh, the prayer that we read of in Isaiah 38, undertake for me, the dear man, surrounded, no way out. Undertake for me. Lord, I am oppressed. Pressing in, pressing down, but undertake for me. There is also this here, and I wouldn't as it were, pass by it. But what encouragement to pray together. Dear Esther felt the need for the Jews in those parts to fast with her. Oh, was there not prayer? Oh, do not see a golden vein, as it were, running through of the Lord's work through this blessed book, through this very simple book, and so very deep, and a book preciously to rejoice in, and a book that so meets the need of sinners. Oh, dear soul, it comes to not to neglect so great salvation. There's salvation here. There's that saving power. There's that love. There's that mercy. There's that plant, the brand from the burning that reaches to precious souls here. There's the gospel here. Now, Esther had that royal apparel. Dear soul, she ventured before that heavenly king. Do you feel to need this? Pray for him. Pray much for him. Clothe me. Oh, may I know that robe of righteousness wrapped all around. She put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court. She ventured. She came. Could you come to that place, holy of holies? That the high priest could not enter without blood. That once a year could you come into that inner court. Love, mercy. That blessedly and preciously flows. And it was so. Oh, I do pray that the Lord would so open his word and so seal his word to a precious soul this day, or precious souls. It was so. Take that, Satan. Oh, in one of those old accounts, dear servant of Christ, well, he was raised up after days to stand on Zion's walls, dear servant of Christ. He ran down that street. You take that, Satan. It was so. I remember, well remember as it comes back, one Lord's Day afternoon, the dear late servant of Christ, Mr. Wood, came up to us at home, and the word was, the opening words of that sixth chapter, on that night could not the king sleep. What that dear servant brought forth. Oh, that turning point as it were. Oh, that hinge as it were. That in the Lord's hand. On all events as his command. Who caused the king not to sleep that night? But oh, there's one greater that you and I, sinners, can venture on. I love that. Rendered at the close of the gospel, according to Mark. And when the Lord, so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. It sets forth that he lived. He spoke to his dear disciples. All power given unto me in heaven and in earth. It set forth now that he reigns. He reigns in glory, ever to live and to intercede. The closing verse in that gospel according to Mark is, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So let it be. So be it. Dear Paul, writing the opening to that epistle to the Hebrews, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Take that, Satan. Hold on to that, sinner. Cleave to that, sinner. Plead that, sinner. Oh, that I could bring forth the sweetness that I felt as I read this precious word. And it was so. It was so. Oh, he now rules there. He now reigns there. And oh, sinner, there's hope. Venture on his great and holy name. You'll have to take off your shoes, as it were, from off your feet in this place, you know. The place whereon you stand is holy ground. Sinner, it's blood-sprinkled ground. Sinner, there's nothing of man. There's no need of shoes here. Dear Moses knew the Lord's presence. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. The Lord spake that word to him a long time later, but he knew the presence there. Oh, he did. The burning bush before Sinai. Oh, the presence. When the Lord sees, hears, knows the groaning of his people come up before him. And it was so. Oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name. It was so. It is so. Because he's the same, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, today, dear soul, and forever. And it was so. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, and there is a king. Oh, King Jesus. All power. Could I come, dear Lord? Could this sinner venture, dear Lord? Oh, could this sinner come in the filthy garments? Could I lay help upon one that is mighty here? She had to venture. She had to come. But oh, hark the voice of love and mercy. Oh, the drawing power, coming up to the call. Do you hope to find him in his house? Do you hope to find him shining through his word? Do you hope to find him at the throne of grace? Do you hope to find him in those hymns that we sing in prayer, in praise? Oh, dear soul, the king saw rest of the queen standing in the court. The dear Lord and Saviour sees a sinner brought low. And as it comes back to me, a year ago, he sees a sinner, and I can declare it. I've known him. Oh, a sinner, yes, beyond the place of prayer. But oh, held. Held. Oh, his sacred presence. And oh, held in those everlasting arms of love and mercy, that covenant ordered in all things and sure. You drawn there. You looking again there toward his holy temple. The king saw rest of the queen. There's also this here. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God has led thee. Esther had known the presence of this king. Esther had been with this king. Esther had been brought into or unto this king. Unto this king. Have you been brought? Have you been blessedly led? It wasn't her own choosing. But oh, brought. But now, as it were, the scene changes. Sinner, did you know a time when, yes, he did shine through his word? When, yes, you went up to his house and there was that for your soul? There was that that strengthened? There was that food? And you went out strengthened. You went out with hope. There was something you could go on with. And face the pathway. Venture on his great and holy name. Can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But what now? What now in this? She hadn't been called. Was it 30 days, our dear friend Ben? She hadn't been called. Oh, how long is it since you heard his voice? Does it seem? And you know, sometimes the days are very long. And oh, you may count them off one by one, but still venture. Still venture. When the king saw Esther the queen, the king saw her. Standing in the court, that she obtained favour in his sight. Unspeakable. Oh, sinner, unspeakable. Oh, who can describe this? Obtaining favour. Such a sinner, with such a burden, such a cause, such a need. But oh, such a saviour. And obtain favour in his sight. Why me, oh blessed God, why such a wretch as me, that must, do you know it so, forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. But come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Do you obtain favour? Blessedly given. Freely given. On such love my soul still ponder. Such love for me. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Scepter denotes that power. A scepter is that still known in our parliament. One that holds that mace, they call it. But oh, has that power then to speak. But oh, there was that held out. And Esther touches it. A bond. But oh, dear soul, what is here? Elton, our dear friends, first him, sinners, in corruption's pit. No, they greatly need him. You greatly need this to be held out, this favour to be known. He and he alone is fit from it to relieve them. Oh, relief from the very pit of corruption. Dear soul, oh, there is one that has that power. There is one that has that authority. And I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. To repentance. To turn from. And blessedly turn to. Oh, only the Lord can do it. Those that are held, that very grip, those bonds of corruption, those, yes, oh, death is upon the road. There is that great need to find a hiding place, to find something to cover. Oh, there is hope here. Blessed be his holy name. There is hope here. The words, you know, they are loaded with meaning, deep with meaning. Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. But there's more, sinner. There's more from this blessed Saviour. There's more by his blessed Spirit. There's more that shines through his word of truth, and he is the very word. All power. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. It shall be given thee. You know, when I venture to read the word again this morning, it shall be given. It was so precious. Some sweet and precious promise to blessedly plead before him. Oh, we read later on in the book of Esther how the Lord so blessedly worked. how he overcame the enemy, how there was joy, how there was triumph, how there was that to be remembered, and thou shalt remember, dear soul, all the way the Lord thy God has led thee. Yes, in those things past, in those things he is working in, I say again, he is working in at this time. And oh, there will be a coming forth to his honour, to his glory, to his praise now, very briefly. But oh, dear soul, we've touched on the sinner. But is there that laid upon one, as one and another? Is there that before? Is there that great burden? Is there that great weight? Is there that that causes that groaning within? And oh, we feel at times to draw back. Who is sufficient for these things? But oh, and oh, when the old enemy, you know, when the old enemy gets his grip, when the old enemy works, when the sinner is brought low, it may be circumstances, it may be a trying pathway, it may be sin, and the power of sin, and oh, continuation in sin, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, evil imagination of the heart, continually. Poor Paul, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, does it cause that burden, dear soul? But oh, is there that that you so fear? Yes, there is that for the sinner to venture. There is that blessing. There is that open door that no man can shut. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, he, yes. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. So, plead to know it. And Lord, take away all fear in this. But I was going to say that, is there something here? Is there one, perhaps, a venture in this? Is there one as dear Esther? Perhaps a younger one. Perhaps a dear lady. And oh, proving as dear Esther, a mother in Israel. Has there been that that the king has said unto you? Are you held in that? You won't perish, dear soul. No. Oh, you'll have to venture. And the Lord will grant that, will give that. He gave it to Esther in that hour. It was not that that Esther... Yes, we could speak of that royal apparel, we could speak of that, the clothing of the Lord's word, but oh, seems to me here, and there is that that shines through the word, and there is that that's so clear in the word here, that the Lord gives it in that hour, the hour of need.
in answer to the venturing. What is thy request? It shall be given thee. Oh Lord, for that wisdom and that knowledge, for that help to be given in that hour, as you venture on his great and holy name, as you venture in his commands, whatever that may be to you. And others, perhaps in that, in the providential pathway, or something that you must venture in, is the answer. A venturing in prayer. Oh Lord, if it be thy holy will, lead me in a plain path. Take me by the hand. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. And perhaps there is so much tied up in this. Perhaps as we view the pathway, oh, there's so much. And Lord, if I venture wrongly and bring shame upon thy great and holy name. But the golden scepter was held out. She touched it. What wilt thou? Queen Esther. There was that bond, you know, begun. And that bond that continued. And there is a bond in Christ Jesus. There is a bond. I must come to a close. But oh dear soul, there's a bond. There's a one in Christ, his dear church and people. And oh, there's a one in grace. There's a one accord and one place. And his dear people are in his hand. And oh, dear sinners are in his hand. And oh, all events at his command. Well, and it was so. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. What love, what mercy, what power. And oh, we can take away all fear. Oh, for that help, that strength to do all things decently and in order at his command. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £615, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Warren hopes to administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and also next Lord's Day. And there will be a church meeting on the 10th of December. Let us close with hymn 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart, Sinner, wipe away thy tears. 956.
Abundantly bless thine own pure word of truth and encourage souls. Do forgive, blot out all spoken amiss,
Help those that gather with the dear children, and bless the dear children indeed. Shine through thine own word. Take us now as we go in peace and safety. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.